According to many reports, Ford Motor Company is planning to cut 10% of its global workforce. Ford stock has been sliding for months, and if true, these cuts could be an effort to increase profits. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, it's good, but what about the auto industry? Automakers had been seeing rising sales, you know, after the bailouts of 2009. But this year, a number of them are seeing U.S. sales drop. Ford saw new car sales in the U.S. drop by 7% in April. What's happening?
Right. Well, this is something that the companies actually have expected themselves. They see the demand is slowing after a big boon, after their bailouts. Remember, they were coming kind of from bankruptcy mm-hmm. and from government assistance, and that the government was helping them in sort of getting their operations back up and running. They were selling tons of cars, and now it seems like America has bought a lot of cars. The credit of subprime loans is declining, so there's a large inventory of used cars, and it's just that it's a business downturn. Now, companies like Ford have a lot of cash, and they're ready to weather this storm. And in fact, they've been warning their investors that this is going to happen. But for some reason, over the past 3 years, Ford's stock price has declined despite record sales. And this has shareholders scratching their heads and, in fact, calling for the head of the CEO of the company who went on in 2014, really when the stock started to slide.
Well, and why would that happen? I'm wondering if it has anything to do with Mexico. Bear with me here. We know earlier this year, Ford got a lot of attention after dumping plans to build a new plant in Mexico after criticism from President Trump. He took that as a triumph. But CNN reports a lot of the production slated for that new plant shifted to existing Ford plants in Mexico. So it was kind of a lateral move, and those plants are going to be expanded. So are stockholders maybe waiting to see more production shift to Mexico to cut costs?
No, I think that we're looking at a real weird time in the auto industry, actually. Okay, so yes, the supply chain is not going ideally because of President Trump's kind of nationalist ideology. And that's something that the company will have to contend with. But it has the cash to do that. What I think that shareholders are expressing here is this desire to see immense growth in their holdings. Look at Tesla. Okay, it's a company that has a share price of $317 today as we're speaking. Ford's is $10.94. Tesla sells tens of thousands of cars a year. Ford sells tens of millions of cars a year. And yet shareholders are they're basically giving Tesla, they're rewarding Tesla for that lack of achievement. And the reason is because they're looking for innovation. Ford CEO has invested a lot of money in kind of long-term plays in autonomous driving and electric cars and things like that. But those really haven't started to make their mark in what Ford does, mm-hmm. which is the traditional car. Mm-hmm. Traditional cars are selling really, really well, but there's something about the sexy story that is Tesla, that is this new technology and this innovative CEO that has captured the imagination of people who buy stocks. And so that company is being rewarded, and Ford CEO might have his head on the chopping block.
Or if he doesn't, think of something more sexy. Lynette Lopez, a senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Fascinating insight. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.